Okay, I'd like it bigger. How do I make it bigger?
That's what she said.
My gosh, I'm like just trying to get comfortable. Oh my god, I'm covered in dog hair. Can you see my shirt? I hope not, because I don't want to lint roll. Okay, solo episode from the studio. What's up? This is totally off the cuff. I had a big plan for a solo episode, but I just couldn't pull my brain together. And so I think because I'm so excited about this studio and how it's all come together, I'm still kind of like working through the kinks, if you will. Like exactly, like, where do I want the camera set up? Like, I recorded a show earlier with a guest and I felt like I was down here and I want to be right here where I am. And then like the shelf back here behind me, I put a vase on it and I meant to get some flowers earlier and I didn't have time. And then that candle, like, should I light it? I'm so curious. Like, comment and tell me what you think, because this is all new and it's super exciting. I'm not going to lie. I'm absolutely loving it. I'm also trying to figure out, like, I'd like my, what I'm looking at to be bigger. And I don't know how to do that yet. So I'm figuring that out as well. There's so much going on in my space here, mainly because I just moved, as I've mentioned, and getting a home organized is definitely a much bigger lift than I recalled. I haven't done this in a few years. And when I moved last time, I had stuff. This time I had no stuff. So getting things sorted out it's actually been rather enjoyable. I mean, certainly some frustrating parts, but for the most part, it's been rather enjoyable. I'm trying to use as much as I have, which is nice that I've been able to do that. Little things I've had, like, no, back up. I've not had to buy little things. I think the only like decor, if you will, is I need to get a couple of lamps for my bedroom. Ooh, want to hear something fun? So when I first came to look at this place, I noticed on the neighbor's front door, there were two big boxes and I didn't think much about it. Because who knows, you know, I thought, oh, they got a delivery. Well, then the next time I came back to look at this place again, those boxes were still there. And I was like, okay. So then the next time I came back to look at this place again, the boxes were still there. And I was like, okay, they must just not be in town. So anyway, they got to town and there's a Facebook group in our community. And they posted in the Facebook group like, hey, these boxes have been sitting on our porch apparently, and they're not ours. So long story short, I ran into the neighbor and as we got to chatting, he mentioned that or whatever name was on the boxes was not a resident of this community. So he mentioned that they were side tables and he jokingly said, like, do you need any side tables? And I was like, actually, I do. So fast forward a couple of weeks later, I sent him a message and I was like, hey, did you ever open up those boxes? And I was curious what was inside. So he sent me a link and he said, yeah, this is what they are. So they're basically these adorable nightstands. So he gave them to me because he had no need for them and they were misdelivered. So now I have cool nightstands that I probably never would have ordered on my own because I was thinking a completely different direction, but I think that they're going to go really great. So that was kind of fun. So let's talk a little bit about this studio and what is actually going on in here. Like, what is different? What are you seeing and what are you hearing that is different? Okay. So first of all, it should sound the same microphone that I've had. Although if you're watching on YouTube, which you should be, youtube.com/@thescarletedit, I got a mic flag. Basically, like, you know, if you're just listening, you know, when you're watching the news and the news reporter is holding their microphone and it has that little square thing around it that says, you know, KCRA Channel 3 or whatever, that's what I got. And it says The Scarlet Edit and I love it and it makes me happy. And then the wallpaper that is on the wall behind me is my brand color. I was able to actually put in the hex code and order that color. Obviously, it's going to look a little different on video because there's lighting on it, but it is my brand color, which I thought was really cool that there was even a website to do that. Rather easy to work with. Thick wallpaper, much thicker than some other peel and stick that I did. Want to know something that I learned about wallpaper? And if you are doing any sort of redecorating or if you've recently moved, you might appreciate this tidbit of knowledge. So I have just heard so much about peel and stick. So I was like, oh, cool. It must be super easy. So when I did it for this back wall, it was easy, but it wasn't like as easy as I had hoped. And I think really what the problem is that walls just aren't straight. They're just not straight. Like, you know, it's looks straight, but like it might be off by like a hair, which is going to matter when you're trying to lay something straight. So anyway, apparently regular wallpaper is significantly easier to hang than peel and stick. And the cost difference is not that much either. So noted. So anyway, just think about that if you're planning on doing wallpaper. But that being said, I still got it done. By the way, I love my neon sign. I'm so excited about it. It makes me so happy. I ordered it from some place, I think it was called like Neon Signs, like to be honest. And you could choose whatever color light you wanted from all these different options that they had. I originally thought I would do like a white or like a warm light. Both of those, when I clicked on them online, it didn't look very clear. So I chose the turquoise, which I think is great because it actually looks kind of mint, and mint is one of my other brand colors. So I thought that was just cool to do that. And I think on screen, it actually looks really good too. So another thing that worked out. That is a fake plant. Want to know something funny about that? Every time I look at it, I am like, ooh, is it dying? And then I remember that it's fake. And this has happened probably 10 times. And I don't know when I will stop forgetting that it is fake. Especially because I'm not really a plant person at all. So it's not like I have an abundance of plants in my home. I have none, nothing living other than me and the dog. So anyway, this is my little thing. Oh, but let's talk about the video. If you're watching on YouTube, you've got to agree that the video looks so much better. So get this, I'm filming with my iPhone back camera. It's nothing fancy. It's literally my iPhone that I use every day. I turn on the continuity cam function, plugged it into my computer, and boom, locked and loaded. I was thinking like, gosh, am I going to have to buy a new camera? Am I going to have to get like a webcam? And then I use Riverside to record in. If you don't know what Riverside is, it is a virtual studio, like a virtual studio. Yeah, I was going to say podcast studio, but you can use it for so much. Like I use it for regular meetings that I have with clients. So anyway, the Riverside team, they have a YouTube channel and they make a ton of videos on how to literally do everything. So when I decided to buy this prompter, so I have a prompter. So that's why it looks like I'm looking into the camera. Whereas if you look at some of my other videos, it always kind of looked like I was looking down a little bit because I was using the camera. If you think about a computer screen, I was using the camera that's at the top. And then my guest would be in the window a little bit down. So it always looked like I was looking a little bit down. Drove me bananas. But I wasn't in a place, like a stable place, because I was always traveling to fix it. So now I am. So I ordered this prompter because I really wanted to make it look like I was looking in the camera, even when I'm talking to a guest. So now this makes it possible for me to do that. And it makes my heart sing. So yeah, so that's why I'm also using my iPhone back camera, which I'm shocked at the crispiness. I'm shocked. So I think everything is just rolling along pretty swimmingly. And I'm excited to put out more content. I'm excited to sit here and use this studio to not only podcast, but to create other content and to just enjoy a different vibe. And it's also fun to see like my own growth. Like if I think about where I was this time last year, it's totally crazy. It's so crazy where I was this time last year compared to now. And I have to say, I'm really proud of myself for how far I've come with podcasting. So that's a little like audio studio tour. Oh, I also have some like up lights that are behind me, which that's why it like looks kind of vibey back there. I am still working on this front light. I don't know if it's too bright. I ordered a new desk. Funny thing about this desk, it's a sit stand desk because I do enjoy being able to stand when I'm doing other types of work, but it's really long and I didn't think that through when I bought it. So getting through there is, it's a little snug. But you know what? Whatever. It is what it is. That's the thing about furniture these days is that when you order something and buy it, like you have to put it together. And then if it's something that's big and you've put it together, like what are you going to do? Take it apart and send it back? I mean, it's a total debacle. So I do like the desk because I do have the ability to like spread stuff out. So for example, if I'm doing research and I want to have like handwritten notes, I can. I'm doing my morning routine. If I want to sit here, like I have the space to have my devotional, my journal, my notebook. So I have space, but if it was like 6 inches less wide, I probably would have been in a better position. But anyway, let's talk about Dear Media. I keep saying I want to get Dear Media to notice me because I do. I think that the Scarlet Edit is a perfect podcast for their network and I am going to keep going. Truly, I'm just going to keep going. I've been, you know, engaging with them. Their social media team has commented back to some of my comments on their reels. So I'm like, okay, You commented back. You've seen my name, whether or not they've seen the hundreds of videos that I've tagged them in. I think it's over 100 at this point, but it's just so fun. I'm having so much fun on the journey and so much fun with the process. So I'm really, really excited. Oh my God, I've said excited so many times. You know, when you're so tired, yesterday I tweaked my back bending over. How fun is that? Like, I'm 47. I literally, well, in my body's defense, I have been doing a lot of things around here that I have not, that I don't do on a normal basis, right? I'm not normally a furniture builder. I'm not normally a wallpaper hanger. I'm not normally, what else have I done? I've put in lighting. I mean, I have hung screens. Like, I've done a lot of stuff. But my goal is to have this place look like really chic and really classy and really me. Like, I want to just be really proud of where I live. That's really what it boils down to. I want it to feel like me. I want it to look like me. And I want to walk in and invite people into my home. And I want to be really proud. So that's what I'm working on. So anyway, I'm going to leave it at this. Oh, my eyes itch. I'm going to leave it at this. This is just the beginning for the Scarlet Edit. And I am grateful that you are along for the ride. I'm grateful that you've been listening. I'm grateful for all of the feedback that I get. I'm grateful for everybody who lets me know that they've listened to an episode or two. So if you are not already, please subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's at the Scarlet Edit. I would love a rate and review on Apple. I would love, 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 love. Because that really, really helps. So if you do listen on Apple, please just scroll down to the bottom of my show, click write a review, tap hopefully 5 stars, and then tell me what you liked about any of the episodes you've listened to. And last but certainly not least, if you're not already following me on Instagram, it's at thescarlet.edit, and I would love to see you over there. So thank you so much for being here. And this week's episode that I've got coming for you is really, really good. I think you're going to love it. So look forward to that being in your podcast app first thing Thursday morning. All right, we'll talk to you later.